A little after 10 on a Friday morning, Ashley Jerry's water truck idles behind cars and delivery trucks strung along Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway, just across from the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation construction site.
Wow, I think that's the first traffic jam I've ever seen in Bethel.
Really? This is the second or third time that this happened this morning.
On July 20th, after a State Department of Transportation inspection, the city was told it would have to cut back on the amount of weight in its water and sewage trucks, or drivers would start to be ticketed. The inspection was the result of increased truck traffic from the hospital construction expansion and an Alaska Dispatch News article published last month that brought the poor road conditions on the state highway to the attention of state authorities. After weighing the sewer and water trucks, they say the heavy loads they carry are making the roads worse. City Manager Pete Williams attempted to get the city a temporary exemption, but the Transportation Department spokesperson Shannon McCarthy told KYUK last week they would not grant Bethel the exemption. Starting today, August 1st, drivers like Jerry will be required to start their rounds with tanks only half to three-quarters full. That means more trips back and forth to water pump stations and more road traffic for all of the city's roughly 16 water and sewer drivers.
For now, we're keeping up with the service and our service deliveries, so everything's good for now. But and we'll do everything possible to keep on schedule.
That's Pete Williams, Bethel City Manager. Last week, the Transportation Department told the city that the next time they came up to inspect, they planned to issue tickets. If ticketed, the drivers would have to pay the ticket. Williams says he thinks the DOT could have tried to resolve the situation in a different way.
Right now, the way it looks is if we were to comply with this law, we would have to hire some new drivers and buy some new trucks.
Drivers like Jerry start their day at 7 a.m. and work until 4:30 p.m. At just 20 years old, Jerry's been a driver for the city for a little over a year. She says she loves her job, being outside all day, even in the winter. It's in the winter that deliveries tend to fall behind.
You know, people call in, our trucks break down, we get short staff.
Jerry says last winter she had to work 2 weeks straight, pulling double shifts to make sure they caught up on deliveries.
And even then I would have to leave a couple houses for the next day.
Jerry makes 30 to 50 deliveries a day. Today she's already made several trips to the water pump station and is scheduled to make over 30 deliveries in the Blackberry subdivision. The city manager says new requirements will make things tougher. One initiative Williams set in motion last month was the installation of truck tracking equipment in an attempt to gather data for better route schedules. Ashley Jerry likes the idea of having better schedules.
There are days where I could do maybe three loads and be done really early. Then other days I would stay behind and do like 7 to 8 loads. So the routes are kind of uneven.
To underscore her point, a half an hour later, we go to the water pump station to refill, where Jerry runs into a coworker, already done with the short delivery list he got that day. The two work out a deal. Her coworker agrees to take 5 deliveries off of her list.
Text me like 5.
Williams says once they get past their August 1st monthly deliveries, they'll have a better idea of how to handle the more frequent trips and refills required to meet state requirements. Williams says the weight limits could require as many as 6 more certified drivers, costing the city with benefits about $100,000 each. And 3 new trucks equipped would each cost about $300,000. And they would not likely be delivered until well into next year. For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.